Hi, I'm Jessica St. Clair.
And I'm June Diane Raphael.
And this is
The Deep Dive.
We're about to do what women have done for centuries. We're crowding around the fire with our generous haunches. We got babies hanging off our tits, and we're going to share with you our fears.
That's right. Our joys.
Our tips on how to stay alive.
Now, Jess, we are heeding a call that no one has made.
Not a soul, but you're invited to listen.
Absolutely, because we make one promise and one promise only. We will not Google a thing.
Because frankly, we're too damn tired.
Please get ready to go on
The Deep Dive.
Jessica,
it's my birthday.
Happy, happy, happy birthday.
I'm having a great day.
I love it.
I am four lattes in. I just saw Lennon for a tartine French pastry breakfast. I ain't nothing gonna get me down. I drove a half an hour in traffic, dropped BB off, was told she didn't have her backpack, drove back an hour. I was in the car for 2 hours. That didn't get me down.
Wow, you're unstoppable today.
I was given a What About Bob bobblehead as my present from BB.
Yeah, ain't nothing gonna get me down.
It's my favorite movie! Wait, what?
Wait, what?
That's my favorite movie!
Jessica, What About Bob is like
my
family's movie.
Yes!
And let me just tell you, baby steps, exactly, Cody. Let me just tell you that when there is a story about my mother watching What About Bob that's become the stuff of legends, and it's a true story, that when she first watched it, she laughed so hard that she kept on peeing her pants. And my dad finally said, I don't trust you watching this movie, and went upstairs to the linen closet and brought down two towels. And that is how she had to sit and watch What About Bob.
I had no idea.
We need a viewing of this, Jessica. It's the perfect movie.
When it comes to comedies, there's a few movies that are perfect. That, Step Brothers, is number two.
That's in it. And my scene was cut. But okay, yes.
Fine. I auditioned.
Still get residuals for
Catherine Hahn got the part. Okay, great. Move on. But I still love it. That's how much I love it. Because you know what we've said, we can't watch anything that we didn't get. It's a perfect film. Lake Winnipesaukee, where they filmed it, is literally like a hop, skip, and a jump. That looks exactly like New Hampshire. So when you guys are watching What About Bob, which I hope everyone goes now and rescreens it, we're watching it tonight for my birthday.
Oh my God.
We're having cheesecake.
Jessica, I cannot
French
believe
food
this.
Takeout.
This is so,
and we're watching
so unreal.
Bob!
This is so unreal. It is one of my favorite movies, and it's one of my as a family, that's one of our favorite movies. We had that on VHS. Like, that went in all the time.
Oh my God.
I'm freaking out. Okay, you're telling me where you grew up looks like
New Hampshire. The New Hampshire house is an hour, 45 minutes from Lake Winnipesaukee. It looks exactly like that. My house looks exactly like that. The lake looks exactly like that. So the like general store looks just like
that. Shocked.
And I really believe, and I did hear lore again. Is this a What About Bob recap? Are we going to get the same kind of vitriol? We're going to get to that.
We're going to get to that, deep divers. We've got some, by the way, y'all love commenting. Y'all love leaving your messages. We're going to leave a message for you all, okay? It's about time we clap back, Jessica. I will be silent no more. But save that.
No, we're going to get to it right now, because in case people turned it off thinking that this is a What About Bob recap, I had a moment where I needed a bump and I Googled myself. Now, I know that was dangerous, and I only got pictures from me from like 18 years ago when I, you know, didn't know how to put on hair or makeup. So I couldn't find any really good, juicy things. But I did find a couple of reviews, a couple comments left. About pickleball and how you guys wanted us to stop talking about pickleball. Now, here's what I'm going to say. I'm not going to dwell on those of you who had to take to the written word to tell us to stop talking about the P word. But I will say this. Now I'm going to have to ask you guys to go back on and leave only positive reviews, because now when you go to Apple Podcasts, you just see things like, I swear to God, if these ladies don't stop talking about pickleball, I'm going to burn their houses down. Like, I've never seen so much rage. So please now, I don't even care if you're making it up. Just go on and leave a couple great podcasts.
Yeah,
because I don't want people thinking we're obsessed with it.
But we are, Jess.
I mean, and we heard you. We heard you. We're stopping. We're following.
We heard you. And I also want to say, though,
don't dig us deeper. Just please, I'm begging you guys.
I want to stand up for us, though, Jess. Someone has to.
We can't.
I want to. You're bending over so quickly to these maniacs. Like, I'm going to stand up for us. And I'm going to advocate for us and just say, like, yeah, we got into it. Like, yes, it's a hobby we enjoyed. Like, so? Like,
okay, but part of it is, it's like when you're in a cult and you don't see your way out and you keep saying, but the meetings are great, you know? And like, so someone had to brand me. Like, how bad
is
that?
Well, what I'm also
right?
going to tell these people, though, is that there are a number of people. And when I say a number, I mean probably two or three who wrote us saying, like, we want more. Don't ever stop talking about it.
I didn't get any.
I got two or three. Two or three.
Anyway. Move on, but could you guys, honestly, I'm on a real tip. I really am asking. Can you just guys go and
for my birthday,
just go bury some of those anti-pickleball comments. We hear you. We're not talking about it, but I don't want people to go on the page and who new deep divers and get turned away because they think this is a pickleball recap. It's not. It was for a second.
It was we for a second. We keep it to ourselves. And fucking like grow up. I'm so mad. I'm so mad. I really am. And like, you know, what I'm mad about is like, yeah, we got into it for a second. But the main thesis of this podcast was, and we started out this year saying, let us live. And I feel like all of you haters out there are so
scared.
There's
probably four. There's only four bad reviews and they all are about pickleball. And our obsession with it. And also, you know, listen, we've heard it from some very close friends. So we got the message.
We got it. Thou doth protest too much. And it sounds like, you know what I think? Like the bigger lesson is, and you know, this is going to bring us right back to What About Bob. But can you handle our joy? Can you? Can you handle it? Okay,
how is
I know
this
you
bringing
love...
it back to What About Bob? I'm thinking to myself, they're embracing Bob with all of his flaws. You know, he's still a good time, even though he's very neurotic. Time. You know,
yeah. And he's anyway, not perfect, but like, but he's a whole person,
So.
I am going to take it right back to What About Bob. But if you only want the parts of us that make you comfortable, or if you just want to like trauma bond with us and not joy bond with us, even if it's over something that like you're not interested, well, I'm not interested in you.
Okay. This was a terrible idea to open these boxes.
You
I know I did.
Me
it's
into
only making it worse.
I know I am, but I'm
am
fine with that.
Listen, I'm bending over. I'm God. Bending over big time.
You are.
Like my ass really? Cheeks are wide as the day is long. Like you could see daylight in there. Okay. I'm bending over. And I am begging you guys to bury that lead. Okay. Just like I wish I could go onto the internet and scrub those pictures of me with that Rachel from Friends haircut. I can't.
Yeah.
Okay, but you guys can help us on that front. Okay,
we gotta flood the feed, you know.
You gotta flood
the feed. You see people doing it where it's like you post something for a brand or whatever, they're paying you some money, and then you gotta immediately flood that feed.
You gotta flood that feed. But I will say the merch photos are coming in hot and fresh, and like every deep diver is better looking than the next. I'm so glad we have such an attractive group.
And I'm getting crisp white sweatshirt work on every skin tone. And we saw our friend Matt McConkey wearing a Deep Dive t-shirt this weekend.
He looked
fresh
as shit. And I
won't say where he was. I won't say where we saw him and what he was doing in it.
But he was looking fresh.
See him and he looked great.
I'm so attracted to Matt. And I know that's just something I have to handle.
On your own time.
I really am in love with him. Attractive He's man. So handsome. It's almost disturbing sometimes.
It's interesting you say that because I do feel like Matt and I look alike.
Yes, you look like you could be siblings or you would be a very attractive couple. But I also think that I would be a very nice addition to Matt. I think he and I could be welcomed into the country club set easily. I want him to think I'm pretty. I want him and Lindsay Sloan to think I'm pretty.
I think they do think that.
I hope so. But what I was going to say is a deep diver reached out with some very important tip. And because it's not for me, you can trust it. She said, do not fear the white sweatshirt because there is something called Dawn Power Boost. It is a detergent.
We're not getting paid to talk about this.
No.
I wish we were, Jess. I wish I could have sent out a deck before you started.
I'm sorry, but I have to share this. So we all know about the stain lifters, et cetera, the OxyCleans, the whatever. Dawn Power Boost is for your dishes. You spray it on your clothes, on your white clothes, and God damn it, is it a miracle. So she goes, don't worry about your white sweatshirt. Just spray it with the Dawn Power Boost. I'm like, okay, immediately order it. It works like a goddamn charm.
Wow.
That Dawn shit is what you use to get those ducks less oily from an oil spill. That's Dawn. It can cut through anything.
God, I wish we were sponsored by them.
Okay, but anyway, Dawn Power Boost gets anything out. So get that white sweatshirt, wear it, let us live in it, and then just spray it. It's just absolutely been mind-blowing. I need to share that tip with you.
God damn it. I'm so excited to hear that. And I love a white sweatshirt. It makes me feel put together. Put on a white pair of jeans, you know, and go live your life. Now, of course, I'm not doing anything and refuse to do anything that would put me in a position to get that sweatshirt dirty. But
of course,
I know other people are. And so for them, I do think this is a great tip. Now, Jess, I am so thrilled that it's your birthday. As you know, you share a birthday with my father, you know, which is wild. And it's it's wild to be talking about What About Bob. So it's just...
they were coming through, obviously. I mean, literally,
I never knew that about you. I'll tell you what another perfect movie is.
What?
And I'm the only person who thinks this.
Mm-hmm.
It's a perfect Christmas movie. It's called Mixed Nuts.
Never saw it.
Nobody has.
So never saw it.
I'm so excited for you to see it this year. It's called
Mixed
Nuts.
I'll watch it today.
It's clearly Nora Ephron wrote it as a play because it all takes place in one room. But it's Steve Martin, Rita Wilson.
Oh, God.
Juliette Lewis, Liev Schreiber, Adam Sandler, Madeline Kahn.
Oh, God.
Giving
damn
a performance that will blow your mind. And Steve Martin and Rita Wilson in it are just so goddamn delightful. And it's a Christmas movie that takes place in Los Angeles, which I just absolutely love. It takes place actually in Venice, but it's just so perfect. And so it's very interesting, like the movies that you will return to over and over. For me, it's Mixed Nuts, What About Bob? And another movie called Bowfinger.
Oh, well, a classic, but also
classic.
That's not one I'd return to. I don't know why. Why?
Well, because you can't find it because it's not on streaming and you can't get it on iTunes. And it's,
well, that's
believe
insane.
Me, it's like literally driven me.
Well, that's like Anne of
insane.
Green Gables. You
Anne
can't
of Green
find.
Gables, you're never going to find it, except if you go to Canada, which I did for 3 months, and then you'll find it on one of their streaming services.
Well, it's ridiculous that we can't have it. And
it
I find
utterly,
but we, you
like,
know what?
Who do we have to write?
We fuck Canada over so bad. All over and over with our own media, so they deserve to fuck us in that way. But it's not right, and I hate it, and I don't have a DVD player anymore, so I don't know. I have all my DVDs. I don't know how to play them.
I only had Anne on VHS, honey. I didn't even have her on DVD. Okay?
Anyway, that also deserves a rewatch. But yeah, that Family Stone, that's a movie that just, have you watched that?
I haven't watched it in a while, but I'll return to it this Christmas.
That's a hard one too, but Sarah Jessica Parker, one, you know, wonderful. Diane Keaton. There's so many. I feel like we're almost entering it now, a return to those types of movies that are sheer fun and comfort and joy. And I'm ready for it. I'm ready for What About Bob 2. I'm going to tell you about one other thing. I don't know why this has become a recommendation podcast, but we just did an episode of TV I Say, which is such a delightful podcast. And she recommended, Ashley Ray, the host of TV I Say, recommended Starstruck to me on HBO Max, because I said I only like to watch TV shows where people leave their lives and go to a foreign country, or it takes place in a foreign country. And they're like, and that one is about a regular, like, you know, British person falls in love with a movie star and their relationship. And it's very like Four Weddings and a Funeral-esque, Notting Hill-esque. Comfort. I want comfort, but I want romance, and I also want drama, and I want foreign locations.
Well, while you're doing that, I have found a new series this week, Jess, and called, I know the sort of the underbelly of humanity.
Women Who Got Stabbed in the Head or something.
It is titled "I Survived a Crime."
Oh, okay. I don't want to hear about it.
It's the fucking wildest.
No. So,
no, it's really quite upsetting, actually. And it's all like real raw footage from security cams, from dash cams, from nest cams, from every type of cam you could imagine, from GoPros, from...
And yet your favorite movie is Mixed Nuts. Like, I don't understand
An algorithm could never... I would make an algorithm fucking explode because you can't draw a line from A to B. So I was watching this the other night, and I mean, so it was just fascinating to see like so many people who were... And, you know, this was very upsetting, like, who were working in gas stations, smoke stores at like 3 a.m. in Nevada, you know.
That's when it happens.
And, like, motherfuckers arriving with guns drawn, you know. But there is this one nest cam footage of, and I actually don't know why they had a camera in their living room. But this couple, the woman sitting on the couch, just picture it.
This young woman is terrifying. Why are you doing this?
You have to listen to it. Sitting on a couch, and she's flipping through her phone, and on the TV, she's watching a true crime documentary, okay? So she's flipping through her phone. Her fiance is in the kitchen. Now, the way that their apartment is set up, there's like the front door is lower. Like there's the front door and then there's about six steps to the main floor. Front door comes flying open. A man comes running up holding a shotgun.
Oh my God.
Okay. Now he starts screaming, "Don't you fucking move," to her fiance. Now, the fiance jumps at him.
Oh.
Okay. And literally.
To protect the love of his life.
Yeah. And.
Yes, he sacrificed himself. He was going to sacrifice himself.
Okay. And then he wrestles the shotgun away from him. The woman gets up and runs to the bathroom to call the cops. And he forces the guy out the door. Guy's now out the door. Our main hero comes back up. He puts the shotgun down and then grabs his own AK-47, which of course, why does he have that? I don't know. Gun control now, whatever. We put that over there for a second. Because by the way, interestingly, he didn't have it and he couldn't use it to actually protect himself. So, but he grabs his own gun. The guy comes back and knocks on the door.
God.
For his shotgun back.
No, what?
I was dying. So it's just wild. And by the way, big PSA, cops and, you know, crime experts do say, you know, to never fight back, to never try to do that. But.
And yet,
you know, and I don't know, like, so I was watching it. I watched so many really horrific events.
I'm so upset, you know? Right now on my birthday. I have
I'm
to hear
so
about
sorry,
these
Jessica.
Things.
There was one, and this is the last one.
Oh my God.
So there's this apartment, like rental place, like the management company, I guess. And one of the tenants arrives. Now this is an elderly man. And he's like, I got to talk to so-and-so. And the woman is like, he's in a meeting right now. And he's like, bring him out now. And she's like, And she starts getting nervous. The guy comes out. The old man whips out a gun from his pocket.
What?
It's like people are, you know, these things happen. So,
oh my God.
So then the woman, there's some sort of a button that she presses. She saved this man's life. The old man shoots the other man in the leg 2 times. It's, you know, and just the
footage
is wild.
What's the button that she presses?
It's some sort of a
panic button?
Panic button or alert the cops, which I'm like, wow, I didn't know an apartment management, you know, company needed that. And deep divers, I know this is sort of like a sick, I always looked at women who are into true crime and this type of stuff, and I judged them. And I do judge myself. So
it's strange.
I know it's strange.
I'll never understand it.
And you'll never understand it. And as we're speaking, I just saw I got a new Dateline NBC podcast is available called Dark Valley.
Absolutely.
And to hear it.
Not.
But, you know, I did get very scared. And I said, Paul, put on the alarm, get all the things ready. And I went around, I checked all the locks, all the stuff. You know, but it's just fascinating because they have these people on afterward to talk about how, what adrenaline is like in the body.
You know, I'm pretty fascinated by fight, flight, or freeze, by people's reaction to crazy shit.
That's why you would love this show because you see all three.
The thing about me is like, I'm so permeable, my boundaries. I am an amoeba, so I can't. It will invade me and then stay with me forever.
I know. And some have, unfortunately. Like, I'm here to report. Some have been so horrific stories.
Yeah, I'm not in.
My mind still goes there. And I don't. I won't tell you them because I don't want to share it. But
don't ever tell me them.
I won't. But so I do understand. Like, I have that as well.
Bibi the other day took her tortilla. I sent a picture of it to Paul. Took her tortilla and bit out 2 eye holes and a mouth hole. And she did this while I was fixing something. And I turned around and then she just had it pressed on her face. And all it was eyeballs and then like her braces sticking through it. And it looked like, you know, Pinhead or one of those, you know, horrible horror. And I felt scared in that moment of my own 9-year-old.
One of my best friends has a story about how she was holding her baby. And I mean, like, I don't know, maybe he was 18 months old. And they were walking through the kitchen and he was sort of on her hip and she was holding him. And then she, you know, she had passed her knife butcher block, not realizing the knives were there as they were walking by. And then she turns and she's holding her child.
That's not funny.
And he's holding.
No. Oh, God, no. That's horrible. No, that's
smiling
horrible.
At her.
That's so not funny because how many people could have been hurt, including the baby?
Smiling at her, holding it like fucking Chucky. And she goes, I was so scared of him. She goes, I smacked the knife out of his hand. And I was just like crying. She goes, the look on his face, he was so happy.
That's so fucked up, June. It's so fucked up.
So yeah, I get it. I've been scared of my children too, you know.
No, but that's crazy. It's just tortilla. You know, it's just a tortilla.
Jess, in preparation for Dr.
Yeah, we got to get right. We got to get right on our questions. We don't have her for that long.
Can I ask if I can go get my products and talk to her about what I'm doing? Is that something we can do?
I guess, yes, but I would also, let's let her give her her information. Don't make this all about a free session with Dr. Jenny.
Well,
I need to get information out to the people. I'm going to be very, very directive in this interview. So okay. Yes, get your things. And if I feel like there's time, I will give you a sign.
Okay. I just want to have them ready. Okay. All right, I will be back.
Not about you. This is not about you.
I know it's not about me, but I'm saying
this is what about
Bob?
What about you?
I think I can help others through by sharing my own story.
You just want to get your own personal session with Dr. Jenny. This isn't what this is. This is I'm going to get down to brass tacks with her about how we can stay looking our best for the rest of our lives. This isn't about whether or not you should be using a toner.
Should I get my products?
Yes. Go get your products, but please understand, this isn't about you. This isn't what about June, okay?
Understood.
Deep divers, woo-hoo-hoo. We are delivering you such a treat today. This is more valuable than gold. We have an interview today with my dermatologist, Dr. Jennifer M. Siegel, MD. She is a board certified dermatologist and founder of the Metropolitan Dermatology Institute in Houston, Texas. Through her established clinical practice, Dr. Siegel provides scientifically proven treatments in the fields of skin health and skin aging. She is also passionate about cancer research, therapy, and prevention. She's conducted research at University of Pennsylvania, New York University Medical Center, University of California, San Francisco, and has partnered with MD Anderson in philanthropic capacities. She's consulted, with some brands, Dove, Simple, SkinCeuticals. Okay. As well as leading aesthetic corporations such as Galderma and Allergan. Her skincare advice has been published in, Glamour, People, New Beauty, Teen Vogue, just, those simple rags. Okay. June is anxiously waiting to ask Dr. Siegel about her beauty regimen, but that's not what we're here for.
And Jessica, I just want to announce, Dr. Siegel, Jessica told me about you years ago. Mm-hmm. And I said, I feel like we live in LA. Don't we have all of the dermatologists here that we would ever need? Mm-hmm. But then, and I really dismissed her, and I have had to make a formal apology about that, because then I started to hear from certain A-list celebs who were traveling to Houston to see you. And then I had to go back to Jess and say, I'm so sorry. It seems that you were right that the best dermatologist is in Houston, Texas. And I didn't believe it, but it is what it is.
Well, it is such a pleasure. Thank you for having me. And you're too kind. There are wonderful, wonderful dermatologists in Los Angeles,
sure.
including a couple of my mentors. So I do appreciate that. But we always love having people come to Houston. Too.
And I don't even know, Jess. I just want to understand. So how did you land in Houston with Dr. Siegel?
So I'm going to call her Jenny now on, because that's how I know
Please.
Her. But Jenny is a dear friend of my best friend from college, Molly, who lives in Houston. And so I met her that way, because here's what happened. Okay, so Molly comes out to visit me when Bibi was very young, and my gorgeous millennial nanny says to me, now Molly and I look very identically similar. Like you would think we were sisters. So she comes out and my nanny says, so how do you know Molly? Because she's quite younger than you.
Oof.
Well, I almost burned the motherfucking house down.
I knew that.
Because that bitch is a year older than me.
That's tough, Joss.
I could barely speak. I was so enraged. And so then I grabbed her by the scruff of her neck and I said, you take me to your leader. Take me to who has done this to you. Like I literally threw her up against the wall. She was like, my friend Jenny. And I was like, then I will be on the next plane to Houston. And then what happened was I get the Big C, post Big C, they take all of your estrogen out. Okay. My face fell. Like, and I mean rapidly fell.
because estrogen creates collagen. I did not know that. And also chemo, and I had been through the ringer, and I took a picture of my face and I texted Molly and I said, holy fuck, like, what am I going to do? I actually panicked because I'm like, I'm only 39 and I have to work. So she said, let's text Jenny. And Jenny, or then maybe I guess she shared it with Jenny. Anyway, Jenny texts me and says, come to Houston. I'm going to give you the suck it makeover. She said,
I was not sure if that was going to make it onto this podcast. I'm relieved that you said it first. I don't know if it's like, if you're allowed to say that now,
Jenny,
but yes,
that please
way
tell
back
me
when it was
what
called
is
that.
The suck it, what is the suck it makeover? Please take us through that.
Okay. I can't even believe I'm saying this. I wasn't sure if you're going to bring it up, but since you brought it up, yes.
It all started. This is a professional doctor, number one in her field. Go ahead.
No. My sister, who I'm very close with, lived in LA at the time and had just had, you know, sort of a Real Housewives moment there. And mm-hmm. I said, come to Houston. I'm going to give you the second makeover. And the second makeover is, we could rename it like the revenge makeover.
Yeah, I like the
same thing.
But, you know, it's basically she came, we did the works, but
what are the
she
works
looked very
exactly.
natural.
Yeah. What are the works?
Dr. Because I will say this, that I, when she gave me the suck it makeover.
Yours was suck it cancer.
I was suck it cancer makeover. What she did was took me back to my face, my own face, 5 years before. And when I tell you, I wept so hard on the plane mm-hmm. back. Because she gave me back myself and I could feel like myself again. And it was the biggest gift I was ever given by anybody.
That's so special.
And then I didn't tell anybody what I had done to see if these bitches knew that I had had quote unquote work done, which, by the way, I don't know if I would have, I wouldn't even have known what was available to me because I didn't. Lennon, my best friend, who sits right next to me, never knew. People just started saying, have you been recently on vacation? Mm-hmm. Have you been getting great sleep? Boy, you look good. Mm-hmm. Boy, you look happy.
Cut out dairy. Yeah.
So go ahead.
Yes. Well, I mean, so I think, you know, right. So, well, so back to the second makeover. It's about confidence. You know, it's about feeling like your best self and just feeling confident and facing the world. And, you know, men never use the term vanity. If you pay attention, we do all the time, but men don't usually, unless they're calling a woman vain, but never mm-hmm. themselves. Mm-hmm. And I think
never
for us,
call themselves vain. Mm-hmm. Dr. Siegel, you just dropped something really
fucking
important.
Truth on us right there. Yep.
So it's not vanity, it's empowerment.
There's mm-hmm. nothing wrong too with, like, I want to be very clear. Like, if you're not, if you have, you know, all of my sisters who are going through cancer, like, we all don't have access to this or can't afford it or wouldn't want to do it. And if you're feeling great about yourself and that's not something that's causing you great distress, then, like, absolutely, please don't ever feel like this is what you need to have in order to feel confident. For me, no. I felt like I had been robbed. Something had been taken from me and I was having trouble. I'm sure I could have done a lot of internal work, but I just didn't have the energy or the time. And also, like, this was a way for me to feel my best, just like my mastectomy made mm-hmm. me feel whole again.
And it's not usually age, and it's, and you know, and you know, I have family members who went through, you know, cancer as well. And I've, you know, I actually love taking care of our patients, you know, who are going through that, because it's never about, you know, I want to look really hot today. It's, mm-hmm. it's, I want to look like myself. I want to recognize myself in the mirror when I'm brushing my teeth in the morning, and I want to feel like myself. And, yeah. and it can be very, very difficult, as you know, when you're going through whatever it is, cancer or relationship or anything, you know, right. to not quite feel yourself. And so, you know, the goal of what I do is it's really care. It's care. Whenever someone refers to a patient as a client, I always correct them because it's a patient. And that's my love language.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, can we get into...
Now she wants brass tacks.
No.
Well, sure.
And I'll start off before we get to, like, you know, some of the other sort of retinols and tretinoins and all that jazz, like just skin cancer. So I am starting to feel like I've become absolutely obsessive about sunscreen to a degree that's like, I can't walk my dog in the morning for like, I have to have a full face, hands, chest with sunscreen. And recently, when I was coming out of COVID, my doctor said, because I had some post-COVID depression, I want you to sit outside for 10 minutes a day, just in the sun. And I was like, great, with my hat and sunscreen on, obviously. And he said, no. And he wanted just direct sunlight on me. And it was honestly terrifying. It's like, I've come to a spot with the sun where I'm just like, I can't even imagine not being fully blocked. So I'm curious where you net out with sunscreen and getting vitamin D, because of course I do take a supplement, but getting like the real thing versus the supplement, or because I do actually love being in the sun and understand all of the mental health, you know, components of it and why it's so important. But Dr. Siegel, what do you think? Will a supplement do, or do we need to get out there and just sit for a few minutes?
Well, I've a few answers to that. One okay. is I grew up in Hawaii and California, so I grew up in the sun too. Believe it or not, looking at me now, I mean, I had very brown skin and blonde hair. I was a swimmer.
Oh my God.
Wow.
And a water baby. And yeah, so I we're programmed to enjoy the sun because it releases endorphins. And that's typically if, you know, there are many theories about how we evolved. And if we evolved in an area where there wasn't a lot of sun, then of course the people that wanted to get the sun and did get the vitamin D survived. So, you know, it does, and it can actually be an addiction. I mean, people get addicted to laying in the sun or tanning beds because it does feel good. And I'm the first to admit it. I mean, I've done it. The problem is it's really not good for us. And melanoma is real. I lost my mother to melanoma. Thank you. Well, I'm lucky to be in a position where I get to educate about skin cancer. But, you know, I think that it needs to be a balance. I mean, I think that especially the last 2 years have taught us that living in fear is not healthy. And so it does, you know, need to be a balance. And I always tell my patients, you know, do things that relax you, like don't not go outside. But it actually was music to my ears that you go out with sun protection and hats and all of that. Mm-hmm. That's what I do. And, you know, so I think it is important to, you know, to not limit your lifestyle simply because of the sun, but to be very mindful. So sunscreen, sun protective clothing, and sun avoidance, like sitting in the shade instead of right out in the sun, is what, you know, we typically recommend. Now, as for the vitamin D, I mean, if you live in Los Angeles or Houston, Texas, we're going to get enough just walking around or, you know, into our cars. So it's, you know, Scandinavia is a different thing.
What SPF do you like? What do you use yourself? What sunscreen do you like?
Well, I like a lot for different reasons, but they all are SPF 30 and up, and they all are, you know, cover both UVA and UVB, so broad spectrum. I typically favor the mineral-based sunscreens because they're less irritating and I have sensitive skin. You know, and that zinc and titanium dioxide, the formulations have gotten so much better. So it's like that white zinc oxide that we used to wear on our nose, yes, or complain about wearing on our nose. And now, you know, the mineral-based sunscreens are such game changers because it's basically that, but in a nice formulation. So it is harder, though, for skin of color. That's the tricky part, is that if it, you know, for skin of color, it doesn't blend in. But typically, the formulations don't blend in as well. Although there are a number of great options now which combine a chemical block and those mineral blocks. And the difference between a chemical block and a mineral block, so a chemical block is absorbed by the skin and basically pulls the UV away from the cells. So it selectively absorbs that UV. Whereas a mineral block just sits on the surface of the skin and reflects the UV away. So ideally, and keep in mind, zinc and titanium dioxide is what's in diaper rash cream. Mm-hmm. So it's soothing, it's not irritating. So that's the difference between a chemical and a physical block. But there are combinations of the two which are better for skin of color.
Okay, so if I'm in like a CVS, what am I getting? What brand would you grab if you're just doing your shopping for SPF at a CVS?
At a CVS, well, gosh, there are a lot of good options. I typically like the ones for sensitive skin, like Vanna Cream. That makes a nice one. I think CeraVe has some with a lower SPF. You know, the tricky part is, and Neutrogena products are great, but sometimes you can break out to the Helioplex. So I typically like the Neutrogena, you know, the one for baby. I forget what it's called. Baby something. It's pink. But yeah, that's a mineral block too. So I'll go for that one. And then I love the Ulta products. They're not in the drugstore, but you can get them online and they're wonderful.
Ulta. Okay. And what about the one that you had?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, ELTA.
But you know, some of those, if you go online, because I use Ulta sunscreen, mm-hmm. although I also use La Roche-Posay, but this does irritate my eyes. So I have such sensitive eyes that if I get it too close, the thing about Ulta is I feel like there are some knockoffs that they sell on Amazon, which aren't the real ones.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
Never buy on Amazon. Amazon. No, it's better to buy. And I also love the brand Aven because it's all for sensitive skin. And that's better if you buy it directly from the website too. And they have it down. It's very easy to order from these places. But yes, the quality control with Amazon in that regard is terrible. We typically recommend not ordering it off Amazon. I'm a huge Amazon fan.
Aven has a really good one that is like you gave me, Jenny, which is like a compact, like where you kind of put it on. It almost looks like foundation, but like you put it on a thing. That's a mineral. Exactly. And Revision, is that the other one you gave me? Yeah, that's a nice one that looks like a foundation that you just
Revision
put on.
Revision and Teleshade.
You know what's been happening to me and I've been doing with the boys is I can't remember the brand's name. I think it's Color Science, but they have a little brush sunscreen because what I've been noticing is while Jessica and I are out playing pickleball,
the sport that shall not be named.
Okay. That if I don't have a hat on, even if I'm blocked, like our scalps are exposed.
Yes. Yeah.
So sometimes I like to do that. I like to do that with the kids too. Just get in there.
Great.
That's great. Get the scalp.
Oh, but one more quick. I want to ask one more
so
brand.
Far behind though with our sunblock.
Are we? I don't know that we are. We have a lot of regulations.
Well, that's what I mean. The regulations are so much more kind of serious here than they are in other places.
Yes, but it does protect us. I mean, some of them, and that's a whole other conversation, is the different regulations of the sunscreens. But in general, they're more to control what people can claim as a higher SPF. So at least when you're using the sunscreen that says SPF 30 plus, it actually is.
You know what that's
yeah,
what it
and
is.
It's not going to be 100. Yeah, exactly.
For kids, Jenny, you would say Neutrogena Baby, or is there one? Sometimes it's hard. Like Super Goop is one that I can get on BB, but is it enough? Do we like this brand?
Get on the kids.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, I think, and a lot of my patients use Supergroup also. I call Child Protective Services because I used to tackle my boys. And what was, and yeah. LTIP Pure is literally diaper rash cream in the sunscreen. Yeah, and there's like no that. Chemical at all. So when they resisted, this is now they're too big. Now they could tackle me. So I can't do this. But you could literally fill your hand with it, wipe it all over their face. It could get in their eyes.
And they can't get it off.
We would hope it didn't. But if it did, it didn't burn. And that was
And they really can't get it off because then Phoebe will often like, I'll put it on and then she's like trying to rub it off. And I'm like, if you get enough on there, you're going to still have a layer.
Honestly, it is
just fill your hand and do a wipe. After they stop screaming, they just get in the pool.
So for me, and I feel like I'm a really good example because it's like I lost all of my ability to make collagen. So Jenny has to do things to me and tell me to do things before I even come to her that stimulate collagen growth in me. Mm-hmm. And what am I? So the things that I do are all therapy, and that is not cheap, but really effective. So that what is that exactly, Jenny? You tell me to do it and I go and get it done, but it hurts. It hurts like a motherfucker. When I tell you.
Not in my office, it does.
Not in yours, but where I went, it hurt. It hurt. Because tell the people what you're doing when you get all therapy.
Well, whether it's all therapy or Fraxel or any laser, the general principle behind it all is that. If we wound you with controlled cellular injury, that's it. If I hurt you, you will heal, just like you heal a scraped knee. And that's building collagen. So whether it's, you know, all of these devices, whether it's all therapy or radio frequency microneedling or Fraxel or Clear and Brilliant, or there are a number of great devices. It's even chemical peels are just controlled cellular injury that stimulate mm-hmm. collagen production, and we do it where we want it. That's why with, you know, the supplements, I'm always like, well, I'm not sure, you know, it's not like the collagen magically knows where to go if you're taking a pill, but it does know where to go if I'm telling it where to go by wounding you just a little bit, and then you can grow it right there where you want it.
And these two things, all therapy, which is, and that wounds it with heat, right?
It uses micro-focused ultrasound to generate little zones of heat.
Mm-hmm. Right. That has no downtime. The two things that you can do to create collagen, all therapy works, mm-hmm. you feel like, and then is worth your money, and also microneedling, right?
I prefer, in our office, we do the radio frequency microneedling where the needles aren't just solo. They have juice. They heat up. get a little more oomph.
So radio frequency microneedling and then Fraxel? Clear and Brilliant. What is the clear? I did the Clear and Brilliant. That's also a laser. What is that thing?
Yes. The Clear and Brilliant is essentially the baby Fraxel. And they both, they both create, it's almost like aerating your lawn. They create little holes in the skin, which then heal.
Okay, great. And that has very little downtime as well, the Clear and Brilliant.
The Clear and Brilliant, you're basically red for a day, and then the next day it just feels sandpapery, but you can cover it with a tinted sunscreen or makeup.
So those are three things you can do that involve no injections. Okay, so that's not any fillers or anything. These are the three things that I feel like, and listen, I can tell you.
Very expensive procedures.
Yes, but I can tell you.
But you get what you pay for. Watch out when they're too inexpensive, because the truth is that the devices are expensive and maintaining them is, and having a staff that knows what they're doing is.
Totally. Yeah. I've gotten every single one of what we're discussing. I'm just saying they are
a luxury item.
They are, mm-hmm. are absolutely if you had a major to do luxury item.
One mm-hmm. out of the three, let's say you can afford one, you're going to go big or go home on one of them. Which would you say would be the most bang for your buck?
I will say biggest bang for your buck is going back to it's sunscreen. Sunscreen is the thing that we all need, because don't do a thing if you're laying in the sun. It's not worth it.
That's right. It's gonna
undo it all. So that's a nice cost-effective way to do it. And then, you know, it really depends on the patient, but you know, a younger patient will get the same benefit from a big Fraxel. You know, if you start young, you build collagen even more exuberantly. So I think they actually, they're all good values in the right hands and the right patient.
The deep divers, June had to hop off, but I'm not letting Dr. Siegel go because I have too many things that you need to hear. Tell us just a tiny bit about your practice so people can understand if they do want to do the right thing and get on that plane, what they'll be walking into. Okay.
This is my PR manager.
I just want, like I said, I want us all to be as attractive as we can. Well,
I mean, I always say knowledge is power. So, you know, whether it's with us or with, you know, wherever your listeners
deep divers
are,
go. Yes.
You know, just to, you know, make sure to do their homework before. But so I started my practice, I can't believe it's been 10 years ago now.
Wow.
And I really just, it's a boutique dermatology practice. It's very high touch. It's you know, a smaller practice, but very, very hands-on. And I basically made the practice that I would want as a patient. So, you know, the staff, we're all just very focused on the patients. And at the same time, both my colleague and I, I get to work every day with one of my best friends, who was my co-resident at Duke, Dr. Scott Smith. And we both went to Penn undergrad. I went to Duke Medical School. He went to Harvard Medical School. He will tell everyone. And then we met in our Duke dermatology residency. We definitely adhered to the highest, you know, standards of patient safety and, of course, quality and cleanliness. And we're very type A. So everyone that works here is too. I always say, as long as everything's perfect, I'll be calm.
And all of your nurses, that's the other thing, everyone working underneath should be as lovely as the doctor themselves. And that's exactly the experience you have when you go to Metropolitan Dermatology Associates.
Thank you. We work hard at it and we enjoy it. And it's more of a calling than a job. And we love our patients. It's a pleasure to be able to take care of people through the years, through engagements and weddings and babies and illness and survival and next chapters and all of these wonderful things. So we really consider that a privilege.
Dr. Siegel, you are such a gem to come on and share this information. Where can they find you?
www.metropolitaninstitute.com. And we have a very simple website. We don't list everything we do. That's by design.
That's a good sign.
You know, it's really more about the consultation. We just like to see what our patients need and what's going to make them happy. And we go from there.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us. I love you so much. You've just been such a gift to me, not just because of the wonderful work you do, but because of the wonderful person you are and what a beautiful soul.
Well, I appreciate that so much. And thank you for making our world brighter and happier and funnier.
Love you.
Let's go on the deep dive. Let's go dive in deep. Let's go on the deep dive. No secrets will we keep. It's June and Jessica. Going deep. How deep can you go? Oh, really deep. Let's go on the deep dive. Let's go dive in deep.
The Deep Dive is produced by Jessica St. Clair, June Diane Raphael, and Earwolf. Our producer is Cody Fisher and sound engineer Jordan Duffy. You can listen to our ad-free and bonus episodes on Stitcher Premium. And for a free one-month trial of Stitcher, use code DEEPDIVE. And remember, the best way to support the show is to rate and review.
And a huge thank you to Ann Geddes for her beautiful photo that she allowed us to use for our cover art. Please head over to AnnGeddesBaby.com and download her new app, which is a safe place you can upload and store all of your precious images of your children and share them with friends and family, plus much more. We'll see you next time.